Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To eastern Kentucky, where more rain is falling today, more flooding is expected after devastating flash floods swept through last week, killing at least 35. Dozens are missing. Here's Governor Andy Beshear speaking this morning.
We are still actively in the search and rescue, and part of that is identifying people that are reported missing and finding them as well. I anticipate that we will continue with that for at least the next couple days, though we're certainly working on the emergency housing at the same time.
We want to spend a couple minutes now with Gwen Johnson. She's in the Hemphill Community Center in eastern Kentucky. She's volunteering there, helping people pick up supplies, but we have spoken before. Gwen, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we spoke with you and other Kentuckians when you were sharing conversations with some people from Massachusetts, and both of you trying to reach across the red-blue political divide. I am so sorry. We have to speak to you about this now. I understand your house isn't down in a hollow, so far it is intact?
Yes, it is. The roof's leaking, but that's about all the damage that I've suffered.
Oh, well, good. But what are you seeing others go through?
We've got a staff person that works here at our little bakery at the community center who lost everything. Mm-hmm. His house they'll just have to tear it down. And there's a number of people like that at these haulers. Mm-hmm. We've got people who are trying to clean up and recover, and then the rain came again last night, and it's right back in a mess again.
Well, you know, we just wonder about the emotional toll, because you are seeing it there, but it's also all over the television set. I mean, we're hearing from a survivor, a mom who tied her children to her with her vacuum cord to keep them from being swept away. But then those four siblings, ages 2 to 9, who their parents could not hold on to them, all four swept away. I mean, this is just got to be devastating even to hear these stories.
Yes, it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. You're at the community center. What do people need?
They're needing cleaning supplies. They're needing food. Most of all, they're needing water. We're being told that we will not have water here for at least a month, maybe longer. And because the roads broke off and the water lines ran along the roads. And so our infrastructure was already really fragile here. And there's just so much damage. It'll probably take years to recover.
No water for a month. What about electricity?
Some people have electricity. We have electricity here at the community center, and we have Wi-Fi. And folks are coming to charge their devices and to access Wi-Fi. The first day was really heart-rending because people were coming trying to get in touch with relatives to see if they were all right. Mm-hmm. It's been heart-rending.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Look, you know, Kentucky has been hit with one disaster after another in recent years, and you talked about the infrastructure wasn't so great. You've reached out to people beyond your state before. What would you like to say to people now?
We need help. You know, we need people to pray for us. We need help. We right now have people coming that have lost everything, and they're just trying to shovel out their houses, and they're coming for gloves and cleaning supplies and bottled water to try to bathe. We've called for mobile shower units and hand washing stations and porta potties, but so far we've got none of that. And so here at the community center, we've been cooking and cleaning up with bottled water and trying to feed folks out of here. And folks have been coming to pick up supplies. And most of all, they seem like they want to tell us their stories.
Yeah, they need to be
heard. And so we've cried. We've cried with them. It's just been really heart-rending.
Gwen Johnson, we'll hook people up to the Hemphill Community Center in Eastern Kentucky. Thank you.
Thank you.